Sophie's Snail, written by Dick King-Smith and read by Bernard Cribbins.
What animal has got only one foot? Said the children's father. I bet you can't tell me.
I can,
said Matthew and Mark with one voice. As well as looking exactly alike, the twins nearly always said exactly the same thing at exactly the same time. Matthew was 10 minutes older than Mark, but after that, there had never been the slightest difference between them. Go on, then, said their father. Tell me, what animal's got only one foot?
A chicken standing on one leg, they said.
That's silly, said Sophie seriously. Sophie was 4, a couple of years younger than her brothers.
That's silly, she said. It would still have a foot on the other leg. Anyway, Daddy, there isn't really an animal that's only got one foot, is there?
Yes, there is, Sophie.
What?
A snail. Every snail has a big, flat, sticky muscle under it that it travels along on. That's called its foot. Next time you see a snail crawling along, pick it up carefully and turn it over and you'll see. There are loads in the garden.
Come on, let's find one,
said Matthew to Mark and Mark to Matthew at the same time.
Wait for me, said Sophie.
But they didn't, so she plodded after them. When she caught up with the twins in a far corner of the garden, each was examining the underside of a large snail. Sophie was not surprised to see that the snails were also obviously twins, the same size, the same shape, the same striped, greeny-browny colour.
I know, said Matthew. I know what you're going to say, said Mark. Let's have a snail race, they said.
How are you going to tell them apart, said Sophie.
I know, said Mark. I know what you're going to say, said Matthew. Fetch us a felt pen, Sophie, they said.
What are you going to do? Asked Sophie when she came back with a red felt pen.
Put my initial on my snail, said Mark and Matthew together.